I'm trusting this is going well for you. This is minute four at 2:25 now. So why didn't you leave?
Being in the situation that I was in with Jonathan working out of town, I couldn't just pick up and leave in a matter of a few days.
Why didn't you just call the police again?
Why didn't I call the police? Well, there was no particular reason for calling the police if I just wanted to leave.
Well, you said you were being abused again.
Yeah, I was being abused, but I didn't really want to involve the police at this point.
But you involved them on a previous occasion.
Actually, it was the shelter that called the police for a police escort. They brought in two policemen to escort me out of the house because I wasn't sure what Jonathan's reaction would be, and I was really scared.
So it wasn't because he abused you?
He didn't beat me up and the police had to come, no. Just like I finished explaining to you, I needed to go to the shelter, and the shelter said that they would send a police escort with me.
Oh, so it wasn't you that requested the police escort?
I didn't request it. They said that they would send a police escort with me for protection, because I was really afraid what Jonathan's reaction would be if I attempted to leave.
How was his reaction?
Well, with the two policemen there, he didn't do anything.
How was his reaction in January? Did he not tell you to leave?
Actually, he did tell me to leave at that point, yes.
So you're claiming abuse, but yet Jonathan asked you to leave the marriage.
Like I said before, I think he was thinking that I would just leave to see my mom and then come back again, because there were several times when I was in Ontario, he would call me and say, "Please come back again. I love you. Please come back. We can work it out." And when I refused, then he would get upset. So I think he thought it was just for a holiday, and that's why he told me to leave.